You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. I will put my trust in, I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in. You did not create me to worry. And you did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily, so I'ma leave it all right here. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you. And so, Father, as we begin this new day of prayer and this new day of worship and this new day of victory and this new day of breakthrough, and this new day of greater, Lord, we declare right now that we will put our trust in you. Now, the songwriter said, you did not create me to worry, nor did you create me to fear. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you for another day, God, that we can walk in a sound mind. Thank you for another day that we can walk in power and that we can walk in love. Thank you, oh God, for another day that you have made, that you allow us to rejoice and be glad in the day. And so, Lord, as we seek your face early while you may yet be found, Father, we pray that you would come the more and have your way in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm grateful, God, that I don't have nothing to fret, nor do I have anything to fear. For the enemy that stands against us is a losing foe. For you have already given us the victory, God. You have already overcome the world. You have already fought the battle, and you've already won that battle as well. And so, God, I thank you, oh God, that as I rise this morning, I already rise with victory in my hands. I'm grateful, God, that you are the God of my salvation. God, I'm grateful, God, that you are the God that loves me beyond my faults and sees my needs. Lord, I'm grateful this morning that you are such an awesome God, that you are a mighty wonder, that you are a omnipotent God, a God who knows what plans he has for me, and the God that knows my ending from my beginning. Oh, God, I can trust in you, oh, God, because you're faithful and you're just. Lord, I can trust in you, oh, God, because you never fail at your word. Lord, I can trust in you because your word is your bond, and I can believe in what you have spoken into my life. Lord, I'm grateful. With this, as I rise this morning, God, I have gratefulness in my heart. My body is a little worn, oh God, because I've been running for the last 2 days, and I'm grateful, Lord, that you are the most important thing to me in this world. God, nothing else matters, Lord. Nothing else, oh God, really matters but you, for you are the very air that I breathe. You're the one that allowed me to rise this morning. And so as my alarm went off, God, if you did not allow me to hear the alarm, then I know without a shadow of a doubt that I would not have risen this morning. For many went to sleep last night assuming that this day would come and that they would be able to see this brand new day. Oh, God, but there are many that have fallen, that fell asleep last night, did not wake up this morning. There are many that went to sleep last night, God, that woke up some other place than what they expected to be in. Lord, there are many people that went to sleep last night or went to sleep early this morning because they sat up all night worrying and fretting over the cares of this world. But, Lord, I'm grateful, oh, God, that as I went about my day-to-day business, Lord, and I came home, Lord, I'm thankful, God, that you allowed me to have a good night's rest, to lay in bed next to my beautiful and wonderful wife in a home that's my own. Oh, God, with my family around me, Lord, I am grateful, Lord. I'm grateful for the little things that you have blessed me with, Lord. I'm grateful for being in my right mind, God, because I kept my mind stayed on you. And because I kept my mind stayed on you, you have given me peace, oh, God. And you've given me assurance, Lord. And you have given me no reason to doubt. And so, Lord, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on you. And I thank you, God, today. Because with my mind stayed on you, Lord, I don't have to worry about any bills. Lord, I don't have to worry about what the day shall bring. I don't have to worry about what my enemy is going to form against me. Lord, I don't have to fear the things of this world. God, I know the devil is raging on every hand. And, Lord, the believers are losing their minds, God. We are in this period of time where there's a great falling away. We're fearing what the government is doing. We're fearing what our bosses are doing. We're fearing what our children are doing. But, Lord, you did not give me that spirit of fear. And because you are a God of assurance, oh, God, and you are a God of yes and amen. And so, Lord, I will put my trust in you. Before, God, I doubt you, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Before I fear the devil, oh, God, I'm going to trust you. Before I lean into my own understanding, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. And I thank you, God, because you are a trustworthy God. You yet remain the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I'm grateful, God, that as I read your word, your track record is assured. Every story, oh God, in your word declares how great you are and how great a promise keeper you are. Oh God, from the beginning, how you saved, kept your word to Abraham. Lord, it seemed like Abraham didn't have no hope. It seemed like all hope was gone, that as he reached the right age of 90 or God, or 75 or 90, whatever it was, Lord, he was old and he was still barren. But, Lord, you kept your word. You kept your promises. And, God, I'm grateful that you are a promise keeper. Wonderful God. Magnificent Savior. You did it with Moses, God. Oh, God, you did it with Isaac. Lord, you did it with God, Jacob. Lord, you did it with David. Lord, you did it with Joshua over and over again, God. You did it, God, with Paul. You did it with Peter and the disciples, Lord. You, God, are a promise keeper, and I am grateful, God, that you alone are my God. And so, Lord, as we set the ground and set the atmosphere for the day, God, we want to give you the glory and the honor and praise, and we want to let you know that we are grateful for your mercy, that we are grateful for your unmerited favor, that we are grateful, God, that you are a God that knows what's best for us. Lord, I've already declared that you know our ending from our beginning. And so, Lord, as we begin this day, we lean not into our own understanding, but, Lord, we surrender to your will. Not my will, God, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, as I seek your will this day, Lord, I ask that you would come tomorrow and have your way in the hearts and the minds of your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your glory, God, for today. We need your anointing on this day. God, we need your power, Lord, today, because we cannot make it without you. We cannot move without you. We cannot breathe without you, Lord. We won't take another step, oh, God, without you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and so we give you glory and honor, because when praises go up, blessings come down in the mighty name of Jesus. A glorious God, a wonderful God, a wonderful Savior, a mighty God, a God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. That is who you are. And so, God, we trust you because you alone are worthy. We trust you because you are a magnificent God and a magnificent Savior. We trust you, Lord, today because you are good and your mercy endure through all generations. Faithful to Abraham. God, I got it now. He was 100 years old when Isaac came. But, Lord, you reminded him 10 years before that you are a promise keeper. Lord, when he decided that he would go ahead on with Sarai's recommendation and have the child with the bondwoman, Ishmael, Lord. But, Lord, you said not so. Lord, you don't need us to abbreviate. Lord, you don't need us to make a plan B. God, you are the only plan that we need. You are the only plan that we should roll with. You are the only plan that we should keep or that we should follow. And so we put our trust in you, God. Open up our eyes that we might see, that we might behold how great you are. Lord, your track record is assured. And if we would just follow your record, Lord, if we would just trust in your word, Lord, then we won't do some of the things that we do. And we won't go some of the places that we go, and we won't make some of the decisions that we make. But Lord, today I ask that you will forgive us, oh God, for leaning unto our own understanding. Lord, I ask you today that you forgive us, oh God, that we have not completely put our trust in you. Lord, I ask that you will forgive us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for not knowing you as intimately as we should know you. Because if we knew you intimately, Lord, we'll know that you have the best plans for us, that you got the greatest expectations for us that eye has not seen, ear has not even heard, neither has it entered into our hearts, the hearts of men, what good things, God, you have in store for your children. And since I belong to you, God, there is no good thing that you're willing to withhold from me. So when I ask, Lord, I can receive. When I seek, I can find. When I knock on the door, it can be opened because, Lord, my desire is to be in your will. If I can have a confidence when I pray, if I'm praying in your will, that what I ask, I shall receive what I ask for because I know that you hear me and I know that I'm in your will. And so when I ask, oh, God, I want to ask in your will and not ask amiss. And so, Lord, as we look for direction today, and as we look for your anointing today, and as we look for your guidance today, Lord, we pray that you would anoint us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to drive out everything that's unlike you, God. Drive out the spirit of foolishness right now. Bind it right now and cast it out in the name of Jesus. Bind, oh God, drive out the spirit of doubt and fearfulness right now, God. Cast it out of us, oh God. Bind it and cast it out of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, help us to trust you. Oh God, help us to believe you, God. Help us, oh God, and grow our confidence in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, because in this last and evil day, Lord, you're the only one that can help us to stand. You're the only one that can help us to live. You are the only one, oh God, that can bring us through. And not just bring us through, but bring us out better and stronger than we were when we went in. Lord, I've been dealing with different difficulties at work over the past couple of months, Lord, and you know, I've had to make decisions, Lord, to let you know that I trust you. And God, I know it's a personal sacrifice, Lord, because I don't have to do it. But God, in the areas that I serve in, Lord, I'm still needed to be in those areas. And so, Lord, I'm not fretful. I'm not fearful. Lord, when the shutdown came, Lord, I was not fretful, nor was I fearful. Lord, you have already shown me that you had a way of escape for me. But Lord, for those that did not have that knowledge or that know-how, God, we still desire that we would trust you in spite of all odds being stacked against us, Lord. Oh, God, be that rock, oh, God. Continue to show yourself mighty, God. Continue to show yourself strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for being a strong tower. Thank you, oh God, that the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety just in your name, God. But I don't want to just find safety in your name, but I want to draw nearer to thee. Lord, I want to be in your presence, God. I want your glory to be revealed in my life on this day. So, God, come to more and have your way in me right now in the name of Jesus. And if there's anything in me that's unlike you, Lord, I plead the blood right now. Oh God, wash me inside and out, God. Oh God, purge me with hyssop, Lord. Create in me a
clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. God, give me a heart of love, oh God, and a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone, God. Help me to put my thoughts and my trust in you, God, in the name of Jesus, and help me to cast all my cares over to you. That's a part of our problem, God. We're too busy holding on to our own problems. We're too busy holding on to our own issues. We're too busy holding on to those things that do not benefit us. But Lord, I put my trust in you, and so when I say that I trust you, Lord, that means, God, I'm going to cast all my cares upon you, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light, God. Thank you, God, that no matter what this world might be doing, you always have a better way. Help us to see your way, God, because your ways are far above our ways, oh God. And your thoughts, they are far above our thoughts, God. And so help us to think on you and think on your will and seek you first in the name of Jesus, while you may yet be found. Because you said if we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, then everything that we need, it will be added unto us. God, your word has so many promises. Your word, it has so many assurances. Oh, God, your word, oh, God, it has everything that we need. That all we have to do is trust you. That all we have to do is believe in you. And that all we have to do is put, oh, God, follow you, and we'll get the things that we desire. No good thing will you withhold from us. So, God, I'm seeking you this morning on behalf of these, your people that have joined us on this call this morning. Lord, we've called from various different places across America. And I'm grateful, God, that I'm not just here praying on my own. But, God, there's been many times, Lord, where it's just been me and Lady O on the phone, God. But you put us into the hearts and the minds of the people because, Lord, we're willing to serve. And, Lord, we're going to continue to pray, whether it's just two of us on the phone call or it could be 1,000, Lord. And I'm speaking those things that are not as though they were, because prayer, oh, God, is needed today. Oh, God, in Louisiana, Lord, there was a lawsuit about the schools praying, Lord. The devil is raging on every hand. But Lord, you just want your people to put their trust in you, God. Grateful to you, oh God. Mighty wonder, God. There's nothing that the enemy can do to stand up against you. That's all us as your people have to do is find ourselves willing to pray. If my people, which have been called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray and seek my face, Lord, you didn't call us to protest. Lord, you didn't call us, oh God, to go put in a law. Lord, you didn't call us to go act a fool at the school, but you called us to prayer, God. Oh, God, there was a shooting in Texas, and there was a shooting in Kentucky. God, you're calling us to pray today because the land is sick and need healing, God. Give us to pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the dangers, oh, God, seen and unseen. Give us to pray, oh, God, for the sickness that's raging in the land. Give us to pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we need you, God, today. Our children need you today. People of all colors and all shades need you today. The president, God, he needs you today. God, glory. The Congress, God, they need you today. Oh, God, people in offices in high places, Lord, they need you today. And the only way, God, that will happen is if your people would take time to pray. Not to complain, God, not to go protest, Lord, but to pray. Lord, I'm reminded even now, God, that Dr. Martin Luther King, Lord, he did lead a gathering and lead a civil disobedience, Lord, but he prayed. Give us the praise, God, to get direction from you. Give us the praise to seek your faith, God, to do everything according to your will. Give us the praise, God, hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. Give us to pray before we go about our day-to-day business. We wonder why some of our results, oh God, end up in the wrong direction, in the wrong way. We wonder, God, why we have shortcomings here and there. Lord, we wonder, God, what's going on with our children and what's going on, oh God, in our areas of ministry. But Lord, if we would just take time to pray, Lord, you have the answer and you have the solution. And so, Lord, give us a listening ear to hear. Give us a heart to receive your word. Help us to put our trust in you, God, and not just make it lip service, but live a life of trust no matter what the enemy throws our way. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you. And so as I make that declaration, make it manifest in the lives of those that I'm speaking to right now. Lord, let it not be lip service, but Lord, help take us through into our season of greater. Give us to pray with earnest expectation and pray with purpose and pray believing God in all things. There's no reason to pray if we're going to doubt and not believe you. But if we find ourselves on our knees or in our secret place or in a quiet area to pray, Lord, we're praying because we are putting our trust in you. Lord, I trust you to keep my mother and to continue to take care of her and to strengthen her, Lord. I trust you, God, to save my children, God, that are not saved, Lord, and to keep my children, Lord, that are saved, Lord. I put my trust in you, oh God, that you will heal those that are around me, that are sick among us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will touch my father-in-law, oh God, that you will touch, oh God, Missionary Miller, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe that you can, and I know that you will in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that you are a God of comfort, and you will comfort those that are bereaved amongst us, God. I know that you are a keeper, God, and you will keep us, God, in the midst of a storm, Lord. I know, God, that you're able and that you can and that you're willing to go with us in the midst of a fire and bring us out without smelling like smoke and not being burned at all. God, I know you as a miracle worker. Lord, I know you as a healer and a provider, God. I know you as a way maker and a door opener, and I put my trust in you, God, and I worship and adore you. God, my hallelujah, it belongs to you. Oh God, my praises and all of the glory and all of the honor, Lord, it belongs to you because you're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory, and you're worthy of the honor. Thank you, God. I can trust in you, oh God, today. So, Lord, this prayer is based on our trust, our declaration of trust in you. The more we trust you, the more you can do on our behalf. Even the Father that brought his bound, demon-possessed son to Jesus said, Lord, I believe, but help thine mind unbelief. Lord, one, oh God, when things come our way as the victim, Lord, we want to put our trust in you, God, because you won't fail us and you won't come short of your glory. But Lord, as the believer, oh God, as the one that has the power, oh God, the power to do, oh God, great things on your behalf, Lord, help us to put our trust in you and our trust in not ourselves, because sick, oh God, people that are sick are going to come to us, and God, they need us to lay hands on them for them to be healed, but the healing is not in our hands. Oh God, and the healing is not in our touch. Oh God, and the healing is not in us, oh God, but the healing and the touch and the anointing and the breakthrough, it'll come from you, God. Let not flesh get your glory, but let it help us to trust you, oh God, that we may lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Help us to trust you, God, today, that as we go about your business, God, that we may, oh God, come across some servants and step on them, God, but they won't bite us or affect us, Lord, because we're walking in power and we're walking in might and we're walking under your anointing and we're walking under your strength. God, help us to trust you. It's just not a one-way street, but Lord, to trust you in all areas in our lives. I trust you with my finances. I trust you with my home. I trust you with my wife and my children. I trust you, God. I trust you with my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas. Lord, I trust you with America. Lord, so that's why I pray for America. Lord, I trust you, God, with my church, Lord, because you've been a keeper. Lord, you've been a way maker. Lord, you've been a provider. And Lord, you keep on doing great things for me. Hallelujah. You just keep on, God. You just keep right on, God. You just keep on doing great and marvelous things, God, that I'm just so overwhelmed. And so, Lord, stir up in us stir up in us this morning, oh God, to think the impossible, to believe the invincible, oh God, to believe that nothing is impossible with you. Chisel away, God, the doubt that is holding on deep inside of us. God, that some of us doubt levels are different. But Lord, I don't want any of it in us. I want to be able to trust you unconditionally in all things. And I declare again today, I don't want this to be lip service. But Lord, I put my trust in you. And so, Lord, as we continue in these early morning prayers, God, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you allow us this time to pray. You encourage us in your word that men are to always pray in this season of difficulty and in this season of devastation. And in this season where pestilence is raging in the lands, where it's snowing in the south, oh God, but it's hot in the north and in the Midwest. Lord, we don't understand what you are doing, but I'm grateful that I know that you're the one that's in control. Lord, continue to come to more and have your way. Rain on us even now. God, in this time of desperation, in this time of confusion, in this time where the world is waxing more and more evil, we don't have to be confused, nor do we have to be desperate, because you are a God that meets and provides all of our needs. Thank you for being such a mighty God. Thank you for being such a magnificent wonder. Thank you, God, for being God all by yourself. You don't need any help from man. You don't need any help from anyone. I'm grateful, God, that you are my rock and my salvation. And so, Lord, as we begin to wind down in this time of prayer, Lord, I pray that you would stretch us today. Lord, I've been talking about greater in the messages that you've given me for the past month and a half now, almost 2 months. God, thank you, oh God, that you are in me. And knowing that greater is in me than he that is in the world, that means that I have everything that I need at my fingertips already to overcome this world. Oh God, sin and evil thoughts may come my way. God, try to tempt me and try to draw me away. But God, you've already made a way of escape for me. You've already given me the power to, God, turn away, oh, God, and God, and deny it, God, to not allow it to get its way, sin to have its way in my life. Lord, you've given me the strength already. You told me resist the devil, and he will flee from me. Thank you, God, that everything that I need to be victorious, oh, God, to achieve greater is already in me. Thank you, God, for being in me. Thank you for already providing and making the way. Thank you for already knowing the steps that you, the thoughts and the plans that you have for my life. Oh, God, that it's just a puzzle. That all I need to do is keep taking the pieces that you give me and place them in the spot, God, and you will complete the puzzle that is my life. I'm grateful, God, that what a widow woman of Zarephath, Lord, she thought that she was just going to make her and her son a meal, Lord, and die. But, Lord, you had already begun to put things in place so that she can be a blessing and so that she would be a blessing to the man of God as well. He did your will. He did your word, God, and the enemy tried to come up against him. But Lord, you already had a brook, and you already had ravens waiting for him, oh God, to follow your plan and to do your will. And once the brook dried up, and once the ravens stopped bringing the flesh, Lord, you already had that widow woman of Zarephath waiting for him, oh God, to think that she's going to die, and you had him ready to come speak life into her. Lord, everything that you allow to come in our lives, oh God, you already know it. And so because you know our ending from our beginning, and you know what's best for us, Lord, again, we put our trust in you because you already have our lives in your hand. Thank you, God. Thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Take away the spirit of complaining. Take away the spirit of fear. Lord, we don't think that we complain. But, Lord, we ask why. Why me? Or why did I have to go through this? Or why is this occurring in my life? Lord, change our thought. Change our way of thinking. And, Lord, when storms come our way, help us to celebrate you Because when we celebrate you, Lord, that means our trust is in you and that we are not fearing the storms that are raging our way. Strengthen your people today. Remind us of how great you've been and how great you are. Continue to anoint us for this very day, for this very time, and for this very hour. Because someone needs to know that you are still a redeemer. And, Lord, they're going to see Christ in me. Oh, God, help me, oh, God, today. Lord, because somebody needed an encouraging word today. They need to know that you are still a way maker, and they're going to see the glory of God in me. Lord, someone is going to need to be healed today. Someone is going to need to be revived today. Lord, and they're going to see the God that's in me. Help me, Lord, today to let my light so shine that you will get the glory, that you will get the honor, that you will get the praise out of my life. I want to be a living testimony. I want to, God, declare your word. I want to stand upon your promises. And Lord, I want your will to be done in my life. And so, Lord, I'm grateful that you have ordered my life from the beginning of time. Before I was even shaped in my mother's womb, you ordained me for this very time and for this very hour. And because you are in control, because you are have already given me victory, God, because my ending, God, it all relies upon you, or all is in you. It's all in you. Lord, I can move forward today without fear, without fretting, without being discouraged. Touch your people today. Cast the devil out of the minds who tries to lay seeds of doubt and discord. Make us with one accord. Make us with one mind, especially those that are on this line right now, that as we pray, God, we declare that we will put our trust in you. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. I trust you, Lord, and I believe in you. And God, allow that faith and allow that power, allow that great anointing to reign in our lives. And God, begin to do God's things that blow our mind. I put my family in your hands. I put my children in your hands. I put my relationships in your hands. I put my finances in your hands. I put the ministry in your hands. I put my job and my loved ones. I place them all at your feet. And I give them over to you. And I walk unhindered, not bewildered, not heavy laden. God, thank you for this rest. Thank you for this peace. Thank you for this joy. Lord, I thank you. I'm thankful for all of those that you have come into my life, those that have sown into my life, into the life of the ministry. Lord, as I come to my conclusion, I pray for my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord, that you would anoint him, that you would strengthen him, that you would give him long life, that you would continue to encourage him, that you would help me to play a part, to play a role, to help lift the load that he is carrying, oh God, in this jurisdiction, oh God, in for our national church as well. Help me to play a role, to be to minister to my leader, to be an encouragement to my leader, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for his family. I pray for his sons and his wife. I pray for his ministries, New Community Temple and St. Stephen's Church. I pray for them, God. I pray that you would God, send the people that they need, God, for ministry to grow and for ministry to function according to your will. Lord, I pray, God, for the jurisdiction that you would help the administrative assistants, God, and the bishops to undergird him and to strengthen him, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the superintendent and I pray for the pastors, Lord, that we would undergird our leader, God, and help lift the load, God, on him, God, to help him to live longer and not die. I pray that you would anoint him today. I pray for healing. I'm grateful, Lord, that Paul said he asked thrice for you to remove that burden that he had in him, that affliction. But your response was, your grace is sufficient. So, you know, we've been praying about different healing for our leader, healing, oh God, from the arthritis that he has and other ailments that he has in his older age. But I'm grateful, God, that your grace is still yet efficient. I mean, sufficient. And I'm still grateful, God, that you are still a miracle worker. Some things it seems like we just have to live with, Lord, but we can cast it all over to you. Lord, I'm not going to give up. Lord, I pray that you would heal his body. God, drive out those things that's causing his bones to ache. Drive out those things that's causing him, oh God, to be uncomfortable. And God, give my leader the comfort and the peace that he needs in his latter days. God, I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie Pruitt. Lord, I pray for Pastor Kenneth Hackett and Pastor Floyd Hawkins. Lord, I pray for Pastor Andy Cork and Pastor Ray Satterfield. Lord, I pray for Pastor Wayne Cream and Pastor William Cornick. Again, God, I ask that you would heal, deliver, and set free my brother right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, the back, it seemed like it would have been something that would have been deciphered and been able to be handled by now. But, Lord, the doctors are still practicing. But, Lord, we know the master physician. Lord, we know the balm in Gilead. And so I pray healing over my dear brother right now in the name of Jesus. Heal him from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet and touch him right now, God. You can do it from right where I'm at, making this petition and making this request. Lord, the centurion said, you don't have to go with me there, but Lord, you can just speak it, and it has to obey you. God, I ask that you would speak right now on behalf of my brother, Pastor William Cornick. Lord, I pray for Pastor Lord Clyette as well, the pastors of the Great Northern District. I pray for our district missionary, Mother Linda Hawkins, her assistant, God, Mother Myra Hackett, and I pray for all of the first ladies and all of the ministries in our district. Lord, I pray for my dear brother, Pastor Brian Jones, and Victorious Overcomer. I pray for Pastor Herschel Chenault, oh God, in his ministry as well. Can't think of the names right now. And Lord, I pray, God, for, oh God, my brother Sam Metcalf, oh God, in Greater New Life. I pray that you bless them and keep them and strengthen them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for the great members of Praise Center that you've given me charge over to be an example of, over, and not to lord over. Thank you, God, that you've given me the strength to lead. And so I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Little Aaron McCowan. Lord, I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Lord, I pray for Missionary Maria Howard, Missionary Lassandra Miller. Lord, I pray for Sister Connie Coulter and God and Sister Monique Chapman, I believe, God. Lord, I pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. Lord, I pray, God, for Brother Herbert Lee. Lord, you know what we're doing, and you know those that are in place, and you know those that are not in place. Lord, I pray for the ministry today in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for those that partner with us. Lord, I pray for Brother Larry Brown and Sister Lisa Law, Brother Carl Christopher and Brother Roland Wilson, God, and Brother Kenyatta Schamberg. God, I thank you that you put us in the heart, in the minds of those that are not here with us. And that I'm grateful, God, that you are a keeper. I'm grateful, God, that you are a strong tower. I'm grateful, God, that you are a provider and you are a way maker. And so, Lord, I declare again that no matter what comes my way on this day, or what storm clouds may rise in my life, I declare right now, God, that I'm going to trust in you. So bless us today. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Take us to our different destinations, but bring us back together again at the appointed place and appointed time. I love you, I magnify you, and I glorify you this day. It's in Jesus' mighty and matchless name we pray this morning. We say thank God. Amen. And amen.